Dylan Schneider backstage at the Chicago Country Leg Shake Festival. This is our first time meeting. However, the song that really got me kind of hooked on you as an artist was No Problem. That was like the first one I got. I'm like, dang, nabba, that is a catchy song. So the music video for that, such a great, great video too. And it kind of, I'll say a little bit kind of on the dark side as well. Where did you pull that idea? Where did you pull that from? Or was that something where the director of the video is like, hey, you know what? Got an idea for a video and pitch it to you.
It was actually me, man. I was really involved in the whole creative process of that one, and it was super cool because I got the opportunity to do that. You know, sometimes people kind of take it and run with it, but I had that whole vision and the whole idea ever since the first day I heard the song. And I saw the title of the song, and I didn't really, I was honestly, you know, it blew me away. I didn't have high expectations, and then there we go. It was super cool. I had a cool flip at the end of the chorus, and kind of took it for what it was, and I was like, yeah, I want something like ghostly, dark, you know, like different stuff that you don't normally see. And you know, Roman, who directed it, he just did an amazing job, and I was really, really happy with the turnout.
Yeah, it absolutely was a cool video, and actually, you know, matched the words and the lyrics so well. And a lot of the music videos that people hype about, it doesn't quite match, in my opinion, but that did perfectly. So with kind of where you're at as an artist right now, you're, you know, on the rise, on the climb. I want to know from you, what is something that you value and what you have valued the entire time in your process from, you know, starting at square one to where you're at now, and maybe a value that you're going to carry with you that's, you know, important to Dylan?
The fans, man. The fans are the biggest thing ever, especially with me, you know, having the whole social media thing go on, and then here we are today playing Lake Shake. This is my first time, but, you know, to be headlining this next from Nashville stage is super cool, and I wouldn't be able to do it without them, especially up here in Chicago. It's always a lot of fun. I love coming out here. You know, we played our first show over at Joe's, and we did a headlining show, and it did great, and then we opened with Chris Lane, and it was fun. But even just going out after the show and hanging out with people and meeting them and seeing their expression, seeing the look on their face sometimes, and they're like, are you that guy? And I'm like, I am that guy sometimes, you know, and it's
right,
super
right.
Cool, dude.
It's cool to see that.
Yeah, and I appreciate them, man, and I always try to make sure that I can see and talk to as many of them as possible, because it really does, like, you know, bring something to me to make somebody else's day. So that's one thing I want to keep doing as much as I possibly can, you know, never cut that off.
Absolutely. So speaking of social media...
Yeah, I followed you and you had like 200 followers on Facebook.
She's been begging
like
me. She's like, can I tell this to you?
Your phone and like recorded in the bathroom? Oh, yeah. So, I was like, we get to meet him. That's really cool.
Well, let's go back to kind of what we just heard about, you know, going up in, let's say, music battles from other artists, right? And you're going head to head against other songs, and you go through and you're facing a megastar, let's say like Garth Brooks, and you win, right? You beat Garth Brooks. Like, what do you feel like you need to get like a championship belt or something like that? Like, what goes through your mind? Because that's a big flipping deal, man.
Man, I'm gonna tell you right now, when I saw that, I mean, I was losing big time, I think, when I first saw it, the poll. And I was like, you know, I was like, oh man, that's a matchup that is kind of not really that fair, in my opinion. But, you know, we pulled through and we did it, dude. And when I saw that, I was blown away, honestly. I just hope that somebody like Garth can see that and be like, oh, you know, maybe this dude deserves, you know, something. Maybe I should look into him. I would love for Garth Brooks to come up to me and say, hey, you're doing good stuff. You know what I mean? So, dude, I was ecstatic. And just to see that the fans and the people were interacting at that level to make sure, you know, that we came out on top, but meant the world, dude. So I'm excited to see what the future holds, especially with that song in particular. How does it sound? You know, it's very, very exciting.
Absolutely. And I think it's a great song too as well. And like I said, your first one got me hooked, and then that one, it's just a really cool thing, and I'm excited for the things that come for you. And along those lines, you know, talking a little bit more about music, I saw you did a cover of Eric Paisley's She Don't Love You. I love that song. I think that's one of the most underrated songs that's been released in the past 10 years. So I want to know from you, what's a song that you might have heard or known that you felt like, man, that was definitely underrated and should have had more success or blown up bigger?
Sure. Definitely, man. That song is obviously one. That's why I did it that day, man. I was really, really into it. I was like, I want to pull this out and see if people are like, whoa, I haven't heard this in a minute. You know what I mean? This is a great song. So, you know, those songs obviously do exist. And me being a country music artist, I buy albums still. You know, I don't have very many friends or people that I've grown up with, people my age, that actually buy the album, listen to the entire thing front to back. You know, even if it's not a single, there's a lot of songs that go unheard. And it's very, very sad to think. But there's a lot of talented people, you know, that took time and really felt good about that. And it's just like, oh, man. But, all right, let me see. One in particular that I think kind of didn't really get what it deserved. there's so many. That's what I'm saying. My head's just spinning. One that I really, really love, and I was just talking to a guy the other day because he wanted it to be a single. I'm a huge FGL fan. So, you know, they don't really do the slow stuff very often, especially back in Anything Goes and Here's the Good Times, everything like that. But one in particular he wrote, he was like, man, I really thought it was going to be single, and I didn't end up being a single, but the song's amazing, and it was a really, really cool, different thing for them to do. Bump the Night off of Anything Goes. And that's my favorite country album ever. So, you know, that's kind of what I aspire to do and be one day. But that song in particular, man, really stands out. And it's one that, you know, when you don't need the FGL party song, that's one perfect to pull out.
There, God, there's a song about their dad. Brian sings lead on it. And it is just like,
oh, yeah.
Dude, it's a great song. While he's still around. Yeah, and I'm like, man, that is such a great song, too. And again, that's that same feeling. So in a situation like that where you have an underrated song like that and you hear it, you're like, man, I knew that song 15 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever. Is there any hope that you're like, you know what, maybe I should reach out and see if I can do that myself, because I feel like I can do that song justice and maybe take off?
100%, man. There's several songs, especially Sam Hunt, Somebody, with that whole acoustic EP that he did, the Between the Pines. There's so many songs in there that obviously weren't on Montevallo, and I don't know what his plans are for future music. And if they don't get re-released, I'd like to even reach out and be like, hey, can I take one of these off that acoustic mixtape? You know, like, he's got a song called Bottle It Up. I don't know if you've heard it, man, but it's just life, and it's very good. Yeah, if I could bottle it up, you know, it's so good. I love it.
Sam's such a talented writer, and honestly,
I respect him 100%.
You listen to an hour of music on mainstream country radio, and three of the songs that you'll hear in a row were either Sam himself or a song that Sam wrote, and that says something as an artist. And I really hope that, you know, obviously that works out for you, because I mean, man, nail out a hit from that, and the rest of the world is great. So,
amazing.
Yeah. All right.
From 200 followers to like 807,000, I think, is what you're at right now, if I looked right.
No big deal or anything, right?
It's fine. It's fine. It's like four people. It's fine. How are you able to grow so drastically, and what are some like do's and don'ts that you can tell people about that?
I would say, like you said, off the bat, be as active and responsive, and people will, you know, I don't want to say cult, but they will hop on, and they will follow along, and they will believe in you. And there's a lot of people that I see out on the road everywhere I go, you know, and they're like, hey, what's up? And I remember them. I know them. I know faces in the crowd now, you know what I'm saying? And it's all about making sure you keep that connection. And in the beginning, really reaching out and making sure I respond to them. And I try to do it as much as possible now, you know, but with the road life and everything like that, it's just, you never know what's going to go down. So whenever I do get a chance to do it, they get really excited. But I would say that's definitely a do, is be as active as you can in the beginning with everybody you can, and make sure you let them know that, you know, they appreciate it, you know, because they can be fans of everybody, but they can be your biggest fan. Why not make them your biggest fan? You know what I'm saying? And then don't ever let somebody tell you that you can't do something you want to do. Keep your head in your own lane, especially if it's going good. You know, you got your team, your small team, and run with it and believe in it. And if, you know, there's obviously times where people can give their opinion and nudge in a little bit, but I would say always stick to what you believe in, and always stick to what you think is right, because it's working for a reason. You know what I mean?
So along those lines too, you say be active with your listeners. There's a point, there's a line that you have to really, really walk with doing that too, where you can respond, you can be active, but how do you draw that line to say, all right, you know, got to make sure I don't get too in-depth on this too? Because, you know, with anything, you don't want to, you know, get that situation where now that is the fan or whoever is dependent on that, and it's like, oh man, they're going to message me back right away.
Yeah, it's very hard, you know, and when people don't understand that, oh, you know, I see people all the time in the meet and greets like, oh, you followed me on Twitter. I'm like, do you realize I follow 71,000 people on Twitter? And I always said growing up that I wanted to follow people back. I wanted to make sure people knew, you know, that's the coolest thing ever. Jake Owen followed me one time, and Jared Neiman followed me one time, and I was losing it, you know. And I saw one girl one time say, oh, he follows 71,000 people. It's not even a big deal. No, it is a big deal. If I click on your profile and I click follow, I did it because I appreciated you and I wanted you to know. So, you know, even though I follow 71,000 people, I'll probably be following. I hope I have 1.3 million followers on Twitter here soon, and, you know, I'm following 1 million. I would not have a problem with that. I just want people to know that they're appreciated, you know. And like I said, it's very, very hard to kind of distinguish between the people of who thinks, oh, I have a personal relationship with this guy, rather than, oh, he's a guy that's doing his thing and I'm a supporter and he's thankful for it. You know what I mean? And that's something that's very important to distinguish. And I don't ever want to hurt anybody's feelings. You know, I see people all the time that I meet them and they're like, oh, we met here. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't remember. But I go out in the line every single night and I meet every single person that came to my show every single night. So I can't remember faces. I can't remember names all the time. And sometimes I do. Like I said, I got the special people that have been around since day one. And it's not that they matter more. It's just I appreciate everybody else jumping on. And I'm trying to do my best to make sure I can say what's up whenever I can.